it's a joy to be back this morning to broadcast, and good to come into your place of listening and invite you to church today. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, once again bringing to you the Word of God and inviting you to be in God's house this morning. It's a beautiful Lord's Day. Good day to get up and go to church this morning if you're not already getting ready. Get up and get out of there. Be in time for Sunday school and for worship service throughout the day. Tonight's service here at Mountain View, where I remember's at. Sunday school begins at 10, worship 10:45, and then back at 5 on Sunday evening, 7 o'clock on Wednesday, prayer meeting time. So you come and be with us throughout this week. We'd enjoy seeing you in the house of God. Good to be saved this morning. In these last days, we're living, I believe, in the last minutes of the last days that God has ordained that we should live in. And we're here for such a time as this. And we're here to be a witness of His grace and His glory to all generation around us and to all nations. And we're to send that gospel out and preach a gospel to every creature and teach them the Word of God. And so it's good to be here. I thank God again this morning. Good to be saved. I pray for our nation this morning. A lot of things to pray for. I got a lot of people to pray for, sick folk that are not able to be in the house of God. I trust that you will help us pray for them. Those that's not able to go, I want to send it out to you especially this morning that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. Now, if you're able to go places, you can go to church, amen. If you can go to Walmart, you can go shopping, you can go all these different places, you can go to church and be in the house of the Lord. But those that's not able to get out, I hope it's a real blessing to your heart today and will help give you an uplift and an encouragement by the grace of God this morning. Because the Bible did say, "My grace is sufficient for thee," and it's sufficient for all of His children. I don't care what you may be going through with. I don't care what you're facing. I don't matter to me what a situation you may be in. God's grace is sufficient for you to come out victorious on the other side, rejoicing in the presence of God. And so I want to pray for you, your needs this morning. I want to remember those folk in prayer that are sick and suffering. And God would touch you and help you today get through this situation that you're in. Looking forward to the day when all sin and sickness will be gone. And we'll be with Him forevermore. No sin, sickness, nothing, no death, no sorrow, no crying, no pain. We'll be delivered from that one of these days. And it's going to be a glorious time to get to be with Jesus Christ, the precious Son of God that loved us and gave Himself for us. Listen, He walked on this earth over 2,000 years ago. He walked on this earth in the Middle East. He walked on this earth. And one day, real soon, He's coming back again. He's not coming here to walk around. He's coming back to gather His people up. And He's going to call out His bride. And we're going home to be with Him and there to worship Him at the judgment seat and at the marriage supper. Oh, praise God. I tell you, we'll have to get through the judgment seat to go to the marriage supper, I suppose. But I'm glad that I'm going one of these days. And it's not going to be long till we're going to get to see Him again. And He's going to make Himself known to this earth. And we're going to be with Him. Thank God. Good to be saved this morning. And hope you have that hope in your heart today. Hope you have something that God put in your heart when He saved you. And I know He has if He saved you. And something that'll stir you up every once in a while. We get lazy and lethargic, and we tend to sit down and take it easy a lot of times. But I'm telling you, brother, it's not a time to do that. It's time to worship the Lord and be a witness of God's grace all around us. We've got a mission field all around us. I guarantee you, if you'll go out in public today and you stop 10 different people, you'll find some lost people there. There's some that don't know anything about the grace of God. And we're living in that day. We're here in this time today when men are lovers of their own selves, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. have nothing, nothing, don't know anything about God's grace and God's salvation. We're so blessed of God this morning to know the truth, and the truth sets us free. Got freedom to worship, freedom to serve, and I tell you, freedom to look for Him to come back this morning to get us out of this mess that we're in today. Nobody's going to get you out of it except the Lord. Amen. He's the one's going to get us out of here, and He's coming back to do that. Let's pray. Father, as we bow this morning in Your presence, thank You for the access to the throne of grace this morning with boldness through the precious blood, the Lord Jesus. Thank You, dear Lord, for the grace of God that's been real and sufficient for every need. And I pray for those that are listening this morning in Radio Land. Dear Lord, You know the need of their hearts today, and You know the need of those sick bodies, Lord, that are suffering this morning. And I pray You'd give them added grace today. Oh, God, minister to their hearts this morning as they long to be in the house of God, and they worship You there where they're at, and lift their hands and voices in praise unto You. I pray You'd help them this morning. Touch the sick, the suffering. Dear Lord, have Your way. Convict the sinner. Somebody out there this morning's lost. Somebody needs a Savior. And I pray You to awaken that heart to the need of the grace of God. Have Your will and way, Father. Bless this broadcast. Use it for Your glory. We'll honor You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going out some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart today. And just get up now, and it's time to go to church this morning. Time to get up and go to the house of God, and He'll bless you if you'll do that this morning. Amen. And so you let God bless you today, and He'll certainly do that. All right, we're going to have some songs now if I can get this thing going, and hope it'll be a blessing to you.
One last time the Lord came passing outside of Jericho that day. The man cried, Jesus, and He healed him. I thought I heard that blind man say, I just never had imagined that I'd see things quite this way. This life looks so completely tasting. notice I'm not thirsty like so many times before. This water satisfies completely. I'm not thirsting anymore. This water satisfies completely. I'm not thirsting.
Amen. Yes, sir. That water satisfies. Amen. And nothing like it before. You never felt that way before when God saves a person. I've seen them make professions and say they're saved, and then they'd fade into the sunset and don't find them anymore. Then I've seen that same person get under conviction and really get born again, and God change that life. I'm telling you, there's no water like it this morning. Jesus said, the water that I give you shall be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life. There's no life like living for Jesus this morning. And I appreciate that. I appreciate what it does. The Bible did say, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Nothing quite like being saved this morning. You ought to try it. You ought to get born again. Get saved by God's grace. He'll certainly bless you if you will. Have another one now. You listen as they sing. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to be saved this morning. Thank God. And what a wonderful Savior that He is today. In the book of Acts, the Bible tells us now, we've been trying to talk to you a few times, the last two or three times, about getting ready to serve. God's got His disciples there. Jesus has brought them out, and He's going to go back to glory. He'd been risen from the dead, and I tell you, it was time to leave. Amen. Time to leave. The longing in his heart to go back home, I was there with the Savior, and I thank God for that this morning. He's getting the disciples ready to serve, and when he leaves them behind, he's leaving them with a broken heart, and they long to be with him. They didn't want to be separated from him, because the longer that he was with them, the more they learned about who he was and what he was doing, and the thing that was taking place right in front of their eyes. He was getting them ready to serve when he was gone. Listen, he's always there with us now, because his very presence is within us. And we serve with the power of God upon our lives today because of the new birth, because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. We've got something from heaven on the inside this morning. It's the Holy Spirit and Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you've got the Spirit of God in you, you just got as good as the Christ of glory inside also, because they're three in one. And but that's another message today. But getting them ready to serve. But he left them and to serve here in this world. But you know, as we serve today, we're not to get our eyes upon the world and the situation around us too much. We see and we take information about what's going on, and we process it in view of the fulfillment of the Word of God. If we looked at the world today and all the things that's taking place with despair and with no hope and with, every day just taking on about the situation, and then we'd be a miserable person. But we look at it with a perspective that Jesus is coming back, and what's taking place in the world today is something that the Lord said was going to happen. It's in the Bible. It's in the Scriptures being fulfilled, and we're being a part of that today, and that gives us hope this morning. So he's leaving them behind to go away and leave them here, but he's made a promise to them. We'll cover more of that later, but what's going to happen when he's gone. But you know, to serve him this morning, to serve him with a fervor that we need to serve with this morning, we've got to serve with a heavenly hope. I mean, there's got to be something of a hope inside of our hearts, and the Bible said, looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're to serve with a heavenly hope this morning. I'm looking for the Lord to come. I'm looking for Him to come back and get us one day. But while I'm waiting to come, I want to serve Him. I want to be a witness of His grace to these souls out there that's lost. We see them every day. We're in contact with them every day, folks that are lost and folks that's out of church, away from God, and have been saved and lost their joy. We're in contact with them every day. God got us here for a purpose, to help them get their hearts back to Jesus and to reach that sinner that's lost without God. So we're to serve with a heavenly hope. He told them there in verses 10 and 11 of Acts chapter 1, while they looked steadfastly out toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Now, there's a heavenly hope that we have today in view of the coming of the Lord. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19, it said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. So without that hope this morning, we'd be miserable in this world today. But we're to serve with a heavenly hope that one day Jesus is coming, and while we're waiting on Him to come, and we're to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so so were to serve. They were steadfast in their view of heaven. I mean, they were steadfast in that view. The Bible said, while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, they were steadfast in their view of heaven. I'm not afraid of being wrong about heaven this morning. My faith is firmly rooted in the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. And my friend, my hope is in heaven today. I don't place my hope in this world situation. I don't place my hope in a world program or one world church and all these things that's going to take place around us. I don't place my hope in the political system of our day, because if you look at that, it's hopeless and it's confusing as we look at that today. But I thank God and there's a heavenly hope that rises above all of these things that's in our life today. We're not to sit around and moan and groan about what's taking place, but I just serve the Lord in the midst of all that. I take that in and know what's happening in the world today. But we're not living without hope this morning. I don't care what takes place, brother. Jesus is coming, and He's going to come back and get us one of these days. So we're steadfast in their hope. Look steadfastly toward heaven, my friend. If you're saved this morning, I urge you to stay on your knees and to stay steadfast on your look toward heaven and your expectation that Jesus is going to come. Because the Bible said that He's going to come. He will come, and He will not tarry this morning. Matter of fact, when He comes, He'll be right on time. Praise God. He'll not be late this morning. Things will not be too bad for Him to come. My friend, listen, not going to get too good for Him to come, but it's going to get worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived and all the things that's taking place in the world today. But He left them to serve with a heavenly hope. They were steadfast in their hope. They were looking toward heaven. Amen. I'm looking to heaven this morning with expectation to see my Savior. I'm going to be delivered one of these days from this body of death. And Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" One day we're going to get a new body, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's a heavenly hope this morning. Thank God we can rest assured that when Jesus comes back, we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. We shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Thank God for that hope today. So the Bible said, "Listen, they were steadfast in their view of heaven." Amen. They knew exactly where heaven was, and they were steadfast in that hope today. Steadfast in their view of heaven. Heaven's real this morning. Don't you be confused about heaven, brother. It's a heavenly place prepared for those that love Him. This morning, they were steadfast in their view of heaven. They were assured by heavenly witness. The Bible said there in the last part of verses 10, they said, "As He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel." Thank God they were assured by that heavenly witness this morning that Jesus, thank God, was going away, but He's going to come again. And so they were assured of that heavenly witness that brought comfort to their hearts today. And they told them, and said, which also said, they were talking to them, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? And this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen Him go into heaven." Listen, my friend, they were assured by heavenly witness that Jesus was real and that Jesus was going to come back to get them out of this world situation. Amen. They were steadfast in their dedication. And verses 12, the Bible said, "They returned then to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they were come in, they went up to an upper room." My friend, they were steadfast in their dedication. They were serving God there in verses 12 and 13. When they went up, they went up in an upper room where their brother Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. And these all continued. Amen, brother. They were steadfast in their dedication. They went to that upper room, and brother, they got together. I'm not trying to get things together for the Lord to use them for the glory of God. They were inclusive in their worship. And the Bible said, last part of verse 13, and there all the disciples were, all of the apostles were there in that room, brother, that was there that day. And they all continued with one of prayer and pray, one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, inclusive in their worship. There was the women worshiping with them. Amen. I'm glad the church is that way. And the church has got all of those in the house of God. They got the men, the women, the children there in the house of God to worship together. Praise God. They were inclusive in their worship. You say, well, I know where they got a man church going. Well, that's not even biblical. Amen. The church is for all the people. Amen. Not just for a bunch of men, leaving the women out of it. I can imagine how dry that must be, and brother, to get together with just a bunch of men. I have to have a church. But I'm glad, thank God, he puts us all together there with the men, the women. And the Bible said, of course, that included everybody. And the Bible said, and there was Mary, the mother of Jesus. Oh, somebody may have said, listen, you make sure Mary's here. She brought him into the world, and she raised him. But I want you to have her in the house of God. And they went down that upper 120 of them got together and made sure they included the women and included Mary. Praise God, the mother of Jesus. What a precious time for her to get together, because she saw her son crucified on that old rugged cross. She saw him put to death. She saw him mock him and strip him of his clothes and beat him beyond recognition. Her heart broken. Her heart was hurting. But she saw all of that take place. But I tell you, she was gathered there with a heavenly hope that one day again she would see the Son of God that she raised on this earth for 33 and a half years, and that little one that she nurtured and nursed and brought into this world. But brother, it was inclusive. And the Bible said, and there was, of course, and there was with his brethren, and the Jesus' brethren were there that had finally accepted who that he was. And that big brother of theirs, they found out that he was the Messiah, the Son of God, and he had paid their sin debt. And brother, he had made them, he had included them in that sin debt, and they were reborn again, because that brother was the Son of God that came into this world to redeem us from our sins. And then there they were in the upper room, inclusive in their worship, worshiping God together, getting together to serve the Lord. And listen, Jesus, the Messiah, had really been living among them. Can you imagine the amazement of people in that day that knew him as brethren, and his neighbors as friends, and that knew him as a carpenter man, but found out that he was really the Messiah, the Son of God that came to redeem them from their sin. And they saw him put on that old rugged cross, and motivating them to worship the Lord and accept him as the Savior, the Messiah, the Son of God. Oh, I praise God for that hope that we have today. So he's getting them ready to serve. And they began to serve by getting together and seeking the spiritual things of God and remembering the things that had taken place and how that he's spoken unto them the word of God. Every word that he's spoken was God speaking to them. No wonder that God instituted these men of God, all the apostles, write down the words that he said and leave them with us today, because he spoke them in this world. And brother, we've got them today, the Bible, the blessed word of God. Defend it, stand upon it, believe it, and brother, practice it. The word of God will help you and get you to heaven this morning. Praise God for his blessings. Well, he's getting them ready to serve now. Our time is gone. God bless you. See you next Sunday is our prayer. Amen.